You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We need to talk about kissing here for just a little bit, which is, you know, before we get into the whole thing about Friday's call and the kissing conversation we got into with somebody on our show, if you take a step back and you look at it clinically, the whole notion of kissing is kind of funny, isn't it?
It's funny, it's awkward, it's slightly disgusting. I mean, honestly, if you think about it.
Right, it's like you're taking your mouth and putting it on another being's mouth.
And somehow that is affection.
Right, and it makes me wonder, who was the first human being to attempt that? Because there had to be a first. There had to be a first kisser.
Absolutely.
And a first kissee. And what was going through both of their minds, it would have been our probably caveman
ancestors. As I say, it was a dark cave. They had a couple dinosaur cocktails.
Right.
And me like you, you like me.
I remember writing something for News for Nerds quite a while ago that said that some scientists had decided that the whole scientific basis of kissing has to do with exchanging biological data.
Sure.
And it helps you to determine compatibility. And it's not the, oh, they're a great kisser, they turn me on. It was more of a genetic thing. It's like their genes or whatever and their chemistry. It's their body chemistry.
It's like
chemistry.
Their pheromones, their chemistry, their DNA. It's like everything lumped into one.
Yeah,
and so that it kind of feels good.
It feels good, and we don't know why, but it does. But it's the chemistry angle of it, that when you kiss someone, your chemistry is communicating with theirs.
Yep.
And we can't really explain it. Maybe there's been, I should do some research on this and see if there really is a big scientific study into the history of kissing. But anyway, having said all of that, we had a guy on the show with us on Friday during Rattle Off who we were talking about, because we like to ask when people say they're, I think he said they got married not that long ago. I said, where did you meet and where was your first date?
It was church, and so on. Church, and then they kissed outside or after church or something. It was
yeah.
Their first big
I think
smooch.
When they went hiking up on the Castle Rock Rock.
That's
or
where
something?
He proposed. It was back at his place after four dates.
Okay.
He finally kissed her.
That's the thing that stood out to us, is he said it wasn't until date number four that he tried to kiss her.
Yes.
And I immediately accused him of waiting, you know, far too late. And I said, your now current wife probably was wondering what the hell you were, what was taking so long. He goes, oh, I don't think so. So we had him put her on the phone and we asked her, were you wondering what was taking him so long? She was like, yeah,
she did. She was ready for it.
Like, what's wrong with me that it's taking four dates before he tries that?
But then when they finally did, she says it was magical. It was perfect.
Fireworks.
He put his hands on her hips and pulled her in and had their big romantic kiss.
It was a beautiful moment.
It was great. But I don't want to beat the guy up for four dates. I'm fine with that. I think he was trying to be fairly respectful, considering their background.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what.
Taking it slow.
I'll tell you what. You don't beat him up, and you be very kind to him, and I
will
beat him up, because four dates is too long.
I like the building of the suspense with four dates. I mean, you're only going to get this first kiss with this special person once. So I kind of like the suspenseful aspect of it to the build up.
Fine. Date number two.
Build
up the suspense after one date.
Yeah, I would be three. I don't know if I'd go to four, but I would be three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who says that this whole thing about take it slow is ridiculous because, time's a waste, man. You got to find out if someone's compatible or not. Let's find out
right
now.
Off the bat. Boom. Give me
you
some of that
well,
tongue action.
I tell you what you ought to do is on the very first date, it should become tradition. The very first date, you just kiss at the start of
the
date.
Like right at the beginning before you hit the Golden Corral.
Right, get it all out of the way so that nobody's wondering during the whole date. You just get it out of the way, and then you know right away whether you're compatible or not.
All right. there you have it. If you go out with Dom,
new
you're exchanging those pheromones ASAP.
Immediately.
I like the buildup. I'm going to go in for the, you know, maybe a hand kiss at first. Maybe the next
hand
day it'll
kiss.
Be a cheek kiss.
Ugh, whatever.
You know, and then on the third day, you go in for that really special kiss. It's all about that buildup. It's exciting.
Did you wait until 3 days with Nicole?
I want to say no, because we weren't even dating. It was just a night out.
What are you talking about?
Sparks.
You weren't even. She was living with some other guy, and you gave her a kiss.
Right, but there had been the anticipation and build up for quite a while because I had liked her, and we had hung out and all that. So
Jeremy likes Nicole.
I did like Nicole. She
if
hates
you like
the
me
story.
Back,
though.
Check this box right
she
here.
She hates the story. She hates when I tell it because we were out for. I believe it was her 21st birthday, and she had had a little too much to drink, and she had vomited, and I didn't know. And then I went in
so
for
you got
the kiss.
Puke kiss.
So I got puke kisses, and she hates that story. She's like, you make me sound so bad. It's like, well, it was a different time.
Amanda writes in, she says, I married my first boyfriend. Our first, well, that's a whole nother segment.
Amanda, hug and kiss?
You know, I need to make a note about.
What's that?
She married her first boyfriend, so she went out with
him.
Why
do you hate that so much?
I didn't say I hated it. I think it's
worthy
of discussion.
Why do you disagree with that so much?
I think it's worthy of discussion.
All right.
The whole going your whole life not knowing another single individual. I just want to talk about it. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah, she's cool with it. Who cares?
However, back to her note. She goes, I married my first boyfriend. First kiss was not great. Well, yeah, I can say the same thing. My first kiss ever was not great. But since then, first kisses have been
smooches.
Quite good. Yeah. She says, Mr. Confident just went for it. I had no idea what I was doing and stood there like a corpse.
Hey.
She says that was their first date. So.
Aw.
Yeah, so this doesn't even have to be, you can text in about this. It doesn't necessarily have to be your first kiss ever, but your first kiss in a relationship. Did you wait until 4, 5, 6, 7 dates before you ever even did that?
Right.
Or what do you think of the idea about giving somebody a kiss like right
Boom,
away?
Boom, right off the bat, get in the car.
And I will tell you that I put my money where my mouth is too because I have done that before.
Just right in, huh?
On the first date, it was kind of funny because it was funny. We laughed about it because I picked her up and we were standing in her kitchen and we had already kind of flirted, I guess you could say.
Oh, well,
and I said something like, why wait until the end? I said, come here, let me give you a kiss right now. And we laughed about it and it was actually kind
it's
of a
nice
wonderful
little icebreaker.
Moment.
Sure.
It was a nice
That's
moment.
Cute.
And it is an icebreaker.
Absolutely. That's good.
Because how
That's
many times
fun.
On a first date, you know, as are both people sitting there with their brains going, like, what happens if this person tries to kiss me? What do I do?
Yeah, what's going
to
happen at the end of the night?
Do I put my hands up? Do I say no?
Get ready for 4 dates to be blown out of the water here with Jill that texted in and said, my hubby waited 6 dates before he kissed me. She says, I was certainly ready, but also found it sweet that he wanted the moment to be right and he didn't want to screw anything up. We've been married for 15 years now. So it's like once it's done, it's done. Whatever. 5, 6, 7 dates, so be it.
Listen, before you read your second one, let me piggyback onto that with one from Amber.
Okay.
Who has a different take on it. She goes, not to pile on, but I tend to agree that if someone waited 4 or 5 dates before trying to kiss me, I'd wonder if there was something wrong with me or with them. In fact, she says, if someone hasn't kissed me after 3 dates, there probably wouldn't be a 4th.
Oh, really? She needs those smooches.
Well, yeah, you start to wonder after a while. I told you that my stepdaughter...
Do I have a cold sore? Or
my stepdaughter wondered about this guy that she dated briefly, that he was taking forever to do, like, anything. And she was finally
anything?
Like, yeah, she was like, not even a kiss. She was like, all right, it's you've had
Did
your
she,
chance.
Did she talk to him about that, or...?
I don't remember. I don't get too heavily involved in discussing her love life, you know? I mean, a little. Mostly my job is just to make fun of every guy that she dates. That's my job, is to make fun of them. And I will say something. The guy she's dating now, tremendous guy. I really like him, but I will still make fun of him until the sun goes down, man. It's just, it's too fun. He finally got rid of his man bun, so that helped.
Oh, God, he had a man bun?
He had a man bun when they first started going out, and he got rid of that. So that took away some of my fun. All right, what else you got?
Gail says, date number two. My current boyfriend leaned in and kissed me with a big mouthful of oysters. I wish he had waited. I don't remember the kiss. I just remember the smell.
Do you remember the first kiss with Matt Damon and Minnie Driver in Good Will Hunting? They're on a date, like their first date or whatever, and they're eating cheeseburgers or something, and they talk about the fact that they're about to do their first kiss, and they each have a mouthful of cheeseburger.
Yeah.
See?
That's a good moment.
Charming.
That's a moment right there.
That's a moment.
That's a moment.
You'll always have the story. Do you have more?
I do, but it's too serious.
Oh. Deborah writes in. She goes, I like the idea of getting the first kiss out of the way early. She has a really good point here, too. Pay attention to this.
Okay.
She says, besides, and I was talking about how on an early date, like first, before the date even gets underway, just get the kiss out of the way at the start of the date. And she goes, I like the idea of getting the first kiss out of the way early. Besides, your breath is probably fresh at that point. You haven't had a garlicky dinner or cocktails, and you're minty fresh.
There it
I
is.
Like it.
It's like Oyster Lady that just wrote in.
Solid point.
Yep.
Solid point.
Get her done.
Everyone is at their best at the beginning of the date, right? You've brushed your teeth. You probably have a breath mint you've put in.
Yeah.
Your clothes are, your linen shirt hasn't gotten wrinkled or anything.
It really is the best time to do it, I guess, if you think about it then.
Camille writes in, is it okay to ask? Because I've wondered for a while, Dom, did you used to be a player?
Player.
Do I come across that way? Because I don't mean to come across that way.
Yes, you do.
Well, I don't mean to come across that way. I wouldn't say I was a player. I was a bachelor for a long time. But I wasn't.
Dom had needs.
But how do you just define a player?
Dumbhead
it's not like
needs.
I would have five dates with five different women in 5 days. I mean, I wasn't that guy.
It was four. Four women, 4 days.
Well, I needed Wednesdays off.
I guess if you sit back and listen to all your stories of, let's call it conquest, then
no,
yeah, it kind of feels
I don't have stories of conquest.
I feel...
What I have stories of are a variety of relationships and working my way through life.
Mm-hmm.
And I never believed in just sitting on the sideline and waiting for something to happen. It just was never me.
Yeah. That's fine. Hey.
So it's not, I don't think, and you could ask the women that I've dated, I don't think any of them would say that I was anything but a gentleman.
That's good.
I was a gentleman who didn't wait 4 dates. I'll tell you that right flipping now.